This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
I did not know this, and it's a nice little nugget. Josh Rosen led all the passing camps throughout the offseason because Fitzpatrick was not in town. So Josh took it upon himself to reach out to guys and to, you know, kind of everybody get together and kind of learn the offense and get in rhythm with everybody in passing. And I thought that was pretty cool to hear because, look, we talked about it already the last couple of days. Rosen knows that he has been the forgotten man now. You draft Tua, that's your future. You heard Fitz talk about it a couple days ago. Fitz says that's the future. You know what I'm saying? So with all of that going on, he has to have all the motivation in the world at this point because he is on the brink of never getting another chance again at starting. And he's on the brink of either having a short NFL career or be a career backup, okay? Nothing wrong with a career backup. You can make a lot of money in the NFL. I wish I could make backup money in the NFL for the rest of my life. That would be really, really nice. Be pretty damn cool. There are backups out there making $5, $7, $8 million, $9 million. So I wouldn't mind being a backup in the NFL, trust me. So there's no shame in that. But if Josh Rosen believes in himself and wants to be a starter, that's what you're supposed to do. Tua's injured, right? Not cleared to play. Can't really take over the team right now. You have a relationship with everybody from last year. Fitzpatrick's out of town. So you take it upon yourself to hold all the passing camps while you're, you know, throughout the offseason. I think that's really smart on your part. One, that stigma and that label you have of not being outgoing and not socializing, well, you're killing that there. You're growing as a person yourself. You know that they drafted Tua. You know Fitz is there. So there's you. In order for you to get playing time or get noticed, you got to do something to get noticed. And doing this wins over your teammates, gets the respect from your coaches, and it improves you as a player and as a leader, as a communicator. So that there was a lot of positives out of Josh doing that. Again, will it translate to him becoming a good quarterback and consistent? I don't know. You know, that's up to him. Can he be that? I believe he can. Okay, I've watched the kid pass the ball. The kid can pass the ball. He's got accuracy. He can do it. Okay? Now, mechanically, everything, he's got to settle down. He's got to make all the right decisions. But he's got it in him to be a solid quarterback. Now, let's see if he can do it. I hope he can. I mean, there's no way any of us should be rooting against Josh Rosen. We've talked about this in the past. Okay, this is a young man that if he can take that next step, he becomes trade value for you. And that is priceless if you're able to do that at least. Because you know you're going to be married to Tua. But what if Josh comes out and balls out? Be interesting. Be interesting to see how the Dolphins end up handling that one.